Sonic Erotica. In the corner, words by discerning Dom. She's been standing naked in the corner for 20 minutes now, facing the wall, her hands clasped behind her neck. She knows she did wrong. She knows she must be punished. She just wishes he would get it over with so that she could expiate her guilt and things could get back to normal. Instead, he is prescribed a period of reflection. He's sitting at his computer, rather ostentatiously ignoring her. She hears the clock ticking on the mantelpiece, the click of his mouse, occasional noises from the street. Time passes. Suddenly, there's a ring at the front door. He goes to answer it. She hears voices, getting closer. She recognizes the voice of Rick, a close friend who knows the nature of their relationship. In fact, she's discussed it with him once or twice, when he seemed curious. Now the voices are outside the study door. Surely they aren't coming in, she thinks. He wouldn't let Rick see me like this.
Yeah, just in here.
She's close to panic. The door opens. The two men enter.
Oh, what's this?
Rick says.
She's been a bad girl. I have to discipline her.
What did she do?
Oh, please. She thinks. Please, please don't tell him. I'd just die.
Let's just say she overstepped the mark.
He says.
Take no notice of her.
The two men sit down. He offers Rick a drink. While he's in the kitchen getting it, Rick is left in the room with her. She can feel his presence over her shoulder, and it makes her acutely aware of her bare skin exposed to the air. He comes back in, passes Rick his drink. The two men sit and talk, mostly about computers, guys' stuff. Her arms are aching, but she daren't say a thing. At last, Rick gets up to go. She hears their footsteps going to the front door. Then he returns alone. He comes up very close behind her, not quite touching.
Well now,
he says. His voice is full of menace. She feels weak at the knees. Copyright SonicErotica.com.